Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a high of 60 with mostly sunny skies. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 40. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. After County Clerk Liz Ann Woodrow stated last month that early voting was gaining popularity in the area, Election Day is finally here. Polling places in and near Fairfield have reported mixed results early in the day. Some say there has been a steady stream of voters and a higher-than-usual turnout for a midterm election. Others say lines have been about average. For those who haven't voted yet, polling places will close at 7 tonight. Our live election coverage on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com starts with us joining Fox News Radio at 6 p.m. Local results will begin at 8:15, and they'll continue three times an hour until races are decided. The coverage is being sponsored by Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative in West Salem. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Have you made plans for your future? Let Frontier Community College light the way. We offer two-year transfer degrees and career and technical education programs, including automotive technology, graphic design, construction technology, health information, and more. Class registration for the spring 2019 semester is now open, so call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to get ready for the new year.
In other news, 26-year-old Bluford resident Shelley N. Burkle was arrested by county deputies yesterday evening on a charge of domestic battery. According to police reports, deputies responded to a residence in far western Wayne County at approximately 7 o'clock. Upon arrival, police spoke with multiple residents who claimed that Burkle, who was also living at the home, had hit one of them near the neck area. She was also accused of throwing an open soda, kicking a wall and knocking a picture off it, and spitting in someone's face. The victims also claimed this wasn't the first time Burkle had battered someone. When interviewed by deputies, Burkle said that she had pushed one person, but knocking the picture off the wall and spitting had been accidents. Burkle was then taken into custody, transported to the Wayne County Jail, and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 31-year-old Carmi resident Stephen A. Earl was arrested by Carmi City Police last night on an Edwards County warrant for theft. He was also charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia, and he was cited for possession of less than 10 grams of cannabis. Earl was transported to the White County Jail and held, with his bond set at $150 for the warrant. The Johnsonville Community Ruritan Christmas Auction and Soup Supper will be held this Saturday, with supper beginning at 5. The event will be held at the Ruritan Building in Johnsonville, and the evening's auction will begin at 6, with items provided by Thomas Factory Outlet. Louisville native and North Clay High School graduate Andy Haynes has been named the new hitting coach for the Milwaukee Brewers, per the MLB Network. Haynes was most recently the assistant hitting coach for the Chicago Cubs. The 41-year-old Haynes replaces Darnell Coles, who left the Brewers staff to become hitting coach for the Arizona Diamondbacks. After graduating from North Clay, Haynes was a catcher for Eastern Illinois University before beginning his career as a coach and manager in independent ball. He was then hired by the Marlins to serve in their farm system as a hitting coach and manager. After managing two seasons for Miami's AAA affiliate, Haynes was hired by the Cubs in 2016 to be their minor league hitting instructor. He was then promoted to Chicago's assistant hitting coach before last season. Today in Saline County, Election Day will be overseen by officials from the state's Attorney General's office. According to WSIL-TV, investigators with the office were called to the courthouse yesterday after concerns about the openness and transparency of the election. Saline County State's Attorney Jason Clark says he received multiple complaints yesterday morning that County Clerk Kim Buchanan was not allowing poll watchers to oversee the processing of early voting results. After initially addressing the issue himself, Clark said when he left yesterday that the poll watchers were again kicked out, accusing Buchanan of building a barricade between herself and the watchers. Clark says that officials with the Attorney General's office will oversee the voting today to put any doubts of today's midterm election to rest. Speaking yesterday afternoon, just days after the first installment of real estate taxes was due, Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson said the taxpayers were great this year. Nearly $9.9 million was collected in the first installment, which is over 59% of the more than $16.68 million the county will collect in all. Masterson also estimated that her office had another $1 million or so in the mail that she didn't include in her collection figure. With the first installment now in the past, Masterson said her office would be mailing checks to the county's 82 taxing bodies within the week. Area schools are included in those taxing bodies, and some of them have been operating in the red thus far as they await their share of real estate payments. The next important date for real estate taxes is December 7th, when the second installment is due. The Albion City Council met yesterday with an updated chicken ordinance for its citizens. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council met in regular session Monday night. The council, under old business, after much crowing from the audience over the past few months about a chicken problem in the city of Albion, an ordinance was scratched out by the council and passed by a vote of 5-1, which will allow for 12 hens and one rooster inside city limits. The new ordinance does have some teeth in it and will charge a fee of $100 for a permit to have chickens in an approved coop area. The new ordinance, as read, will allow for 2 to 12 hens and one rooster. At no time will the chickens be allowed to run at large. And if found running at large, the chicken can be captured by a complainant and then presented to the animal control officer or chief of police. The fowl could then be incarcerated and the owner is given a ticket with a fine attached. The ordinance goes on to say that 12 rabbits would also be allowed inside the city limits. The council heard from Brad Weber about the abatement of an old alleyway on South 1st Street and heard some encouragement about the city workers from Pastor Brad Henson from the Albion First United Methodist Church after some storm sewer work near the parsonage. The council revoked the Water Commission ordinance and also approved the updated sexual harassment ordinance and approved the parade permit for the Christmas parade on November 24th at 5 p.m. through downtown Albion. The council briefly discussed selling some surplus city property and also approved a water tap for Cindy Wolf near the Fortney Church area. In the city attorney report, Attorney Les Smith suggested that ordinance violations be paid at City Hall and not at the courthouse, which in the long run would save the city money by not having to go into court as often. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The village of West Salem has issued a boil order for all residents east of Main Street and south of North Street. All residents in the affected area should boil water to be used for human consumption until further notice. Western Wayne Water District will be shutting off the water on Wednesday, tomorrow, at 8 a.m. on the south side of Illinois Highway 15. The water will be off until the district's work is complete, and there has been no estimate as to when that will be. All customers located on the south side of Illinois Highway 15 will then be placed under a boil order until further notice when their water is turned back on. As both national and state community college enrollment continues to trend down, Frontier Community College in Fairfield has bucked that trend after consecutive years of declining enrollment. According to the Illinois Community College Board, total fall enrollment in the Illinois Community College system is down 3.8% this year compared to last. Frontier, Lincoln Trail, Olney Central, and Wabash Valley, the four colleges that compose the Illinois Eastern Community College system, experienced a 10.8% drop as a whole. However, FCC experienced a 7.8% growth in enrollment over the past year. Frontier's enrollment climbed from 1,791 to 1,931 in that time frame, making FCC one of only 9 colleges in the statewide community college system to experience growth in terms of student population. However, Dr. Jay Edgren, president at Frontier, says enrollment doesn't necessarily paint the whole picture. Full-time enrollment numbers, essentially the semester hours that are taken at the college, are down 4.5%, which falls right in line with the state average. That means that more people may be enrolled at Frontier, but they are taking fewer classes than last year. Dr. Edgren says two reasons that credit hours have declined are that most former AirTex employees that enrolled to learn a new trade have now graduated, and dual credit hours are down. Higher state qualifications prevent as many teachers from providing dual credit courses at area high schools, which cuts into Frontier's numbers. Also, though statewide enrollment is steady, local high school class sizes have declined. Tomorrow, IECC cabinet members are planning to meet to discuss the credit hour issues that most Illinois community colleges are facing. High on the agenda of that meeting, per Dr. Edgren, will be a discussion focused on marketing the IECC colleges and highlighting ways for them to best serve their communities. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White has announced that all offices and facilities will be closed today in observance of the general election day. All offices and facilities will then reopen tomorrow with normal operating hours. A lot of questions usually pop up on election day. Kim Howard has some of the answers.
Yes, you can still register to vote. Just bring two forms of ID. And yes, you can undervote if you want to skip choosing a candidate in a certain race. Additionally, it's also okay to take a selfie, so long as your pick doesn't include your completed ballot, says State Board of Elections spokesperson Matt Dietrich.
If you want to take a selfie, it's best to do it maybe after you've voted, after you've already put your ballot through the tabulator. I know in some jurisdictions they've created actual selfie stations where you can go and stand and before a backdrop that says, I voted.
Dietrich says the ballot can't be in the photo since it could be offered as proof of voting a certain way in exchange for money. Find your local polling place and Election Day information online at elections.illinois.gov. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois will receive $691,000 in federal funds to expand the availability of locally grown produce. The Illinois Department of Agriculture announced last week that money will be divided among 12 projects. Fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops are among those that qualify for the program. Illinois is the nation's largest producer of pumpkins and horseradish. It also ranks in the top 10 states in acreage devoted to cantaloupes, green peas, lima beans, and sweet corn. Projects to be funded include improving milkweed varieties for the benefit of butterflies, crop pest detection, expanding hops farming, and improved high tunnel farming, in which greenhouses cover soil-grown crops. Other projects will study food shelf life, safety of food going to farmers' markets, crop grafting, and developing online information to educate consumers. Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Cash Jackson feels that Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic challenger J.B. Pritzker are out of touch with the problems of everyday citizens.
That they're just not grounded to the populace that they want to serve. That they just, I don't think that they have kind of a keen understanding of what it is to be middle class, lower middle class, and poverty. And they really, I don't think that they have an appreciation for how difficult it is for so many people just to get by every single day and to live the daily struggles that we all have to live, looking at stacks of bills, trying to decide which ones we can and can't pay this month, or, you know, having to determine whether or not, you know, we can buy Christmas gifts for our kids because we're buying on our mortgage or property taxes. These are things that the average Illinois family has to deal with every single day. And I just, frankly speaking, I don't think that they have an appreciation for that because they haven't really lived it the way that we have.
Jackson is retired from the Navy, a stay-at-home dad, and a political activist who won the Libertarian nomination for governor earlier this year. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
We see that the ag industry is changing, and we know you already have enough surprises to deal with. So we thought you'd like a heads up. We're building a new NK Seeds. Mark your calendars. 2019 is a new day.
But meanwhile, ask your local NK retailer about NK 1573-3110 brand corn. This hybrid out-yielded Agri-Gold products by 6.3 bushels per acre. Visit nkcornyields.com. Currently in Fairfield, it is 60. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,604, up 142. The NASDAQ is at 7,380, up 51. December crude oil is at $61.54, as down $1.56. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In local and area deaths, 71-year-old Fairfield resident Marthal Musgrave died at 4:20 p.m. on Sunday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. She had been the director of housekeeping at Fairfield Memorial Hospital for 10 years. Marthal Musgrave is survived by two sons, Danny Dye of California and Kevin Musgrave of Fairfield, three daughters, Rhonda Dye of Fairfield, Angie Stromat of Albion, and Chastity Fry of Fairfield, 12 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, one brother, Jimmy Daly of Canada, one sister, Janice Cronick of Mattoon, one stepsister, Christine Simmons of Fairfield, several nieces and nephews, and a special friend, Delmer Hunsinger. Graveside services for Marthal Musgrave will be held at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Union Cemetery, east of Fairfield. Family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. The Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 72-year-old Evansville resident Richard W. Dickey Garrett, formerly of Mill Shoals, died at 3 a.m. on Sunday at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Newburg, Indiana. He had served as the mayor and village president of Mill Shoals for many years. Dickey Garrett is survived by his wife, Cheryl, of Evansville, Indiana, one stepson, Brad Schminke, of White Lake, Michigan, one stepdaughter, Jessica Schmidt, of Wadesville, Indiana, two step-grandchildren, and several cousins. Funeral services and Masonic rites for Richard Dickey Garrett will be held at 1 p.m. on Friday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Little Zion Cemetery in Enfield. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Siteman Cancer Center, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 93-year-old former Fairfield resident Virginia Ruth Wilkerson died at 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday at Beachside Assisted Living in Indian Harbor Beach, Florida. She had worked for Wainwright Electric Cooperative. Virginia Wilkerson is survived by her daughter, Lisa Benincasa of Satellite Beach, Florida, and four grandchildren. Funeral services for Virginia Wilkerson will be held at noon on Saturday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop your heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing costs for our patients. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
This helps to avoid hysterectomy, and at many times they can have the procedure done on a Friday afternoon in the office and be back to work on Monday morning with no problem, with minimal pain. It will oftentimes eliminate the need of needing a hysterectomy or more extensive surgical procedures in the hospital, and thus not only get them back to taking care of their children and back to work, back to their lives, but also save them a large amount of money.
NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with four locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call 618-244-4800 to schedule an appointment.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's compassionate, quality care. From routine care, vaccines, and DOT physicals to acute needs like disease management, x-ray, and lab work. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With six providers and eight specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today, mostly sunny skies. Today we'll have a high around 60. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, and we're expecting a low around 40, and then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 55. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly cloudy on Thursday with a high of 50 and low of 35. Cloudy on Friday, Friday's high 45 with a low of 25. Cloudy skies on Saturday, Saturday's high will be around 42 with an overnight low of 27.